have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum, and I'm back.
You are. You're back. I've missed you, Andy. Welcome
I missed
back.
You, too.
I hope you had a good trip.
How are you?
My back hurts a little, but yeah. Other than that, I'm fine. What else? I learned that what I thought were pockets of liquid along my incision, no, that's just caused by radiation. Give it a few months. Be patient.
Give it a few months.
Yes. Well,
you are a patient, aren't you?
I have no choice.
Well, I want to thank Chris Cooper and Kathy Marino Thomas for filling in for me while I was away. And, of course, Anne, in my absence, I look forward to co-hosting with you, Chris and Kathy, in September when Anne is away.
Yep. And middle and end of September.
I do.
But they did a great job. And it's so wonderful to be able to bring in co-host substitutes who are on the ball and can pick up the stream of consciousness that is Gay USA.
And I do want to report some progress from my flight.
Yeah.
I'm flipping through the movies. They're mostly terrible. And all of a sudden I come upon Cured, the documentary about getting us off the index of mental disorders.
That was great.
Bennett Singer.
Yeah.
It's only an hour. I watched it again, and I was so inspired by these activists in 1971, 72, 73, who coordinated an effort to get the American Psychiatric Association, which was a very sclerotic, you know, very staid conservative organization, and turn it around. Partly by getting their own people elected on the board, all that kind of stuff. We could really take a lesson from them.
So did you stand up on the plane and say, everybody watch Cured? No?
And no,
You were very concerned about whether they'd let you back in this
who knows
country.
What's going on at the border? I mean, why are they stopping people? Why are they asking some people to look at their phones and things like that? But
mostly because they're the wrong race.
That's true. That's true. But I ran into a guy from Canada, a guy my age, and he said he was stopped twice at the border. And they said, oh, Harvard, huh? And they started it's all this anti-intellectual nonsense stuff. Twice this happened to him. He's an academic. He's a researcher. This is the way he was treated.
Well, in your absence, I think it was the Supreme Court, or maybe it was just the government asking the Supreme Court for the right to profile people racially, nationality,
by race,
whatever.
And they say, go ahead.
By their job.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You have no constitutional rights at the border. Remember that.
Yep.
All right. So in the news, not that it's news, the United States is now aligned with anti-LGBTQ Russia, not just against Ukraine, but here at home, they're aligned with them.
I stop the presses. An anti-LGBTQ activist, who you may have heard of, is now in charge of monitoring bias at Meta's Facebook and Instagram. It's unbelievable. Wait till you hear the details on that.
But we did have a federal court win for young people, for minors, who need gender-affirming medical care.
Probably be wiped out by the Supreme Court eventually. The court tried to distinguish between this case and that one. A new right-wing peril for LGBTQ immigrants seeking U.S. citizenship.
Florida cities are defying the state order to remove rainbow crosswalks.
It's very interesting, the argument over what's dangerous. There has been more harassment of cisgendered lesbians in women's rooms.
This has been going on for decades. But
long before Trump.
But now it's quite intense.
Yeah.
And a trans athlete in California who was playing on scholarship there is now suing them for revoking it.
Not a surprise. An anti-gay Republican has resigned from the South Carolina House over child sex abuse charges.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody in the White House needs to resign over that. Delaware's first out LGBTQ elected official has died.
And there is a breakthrough for same-sex couples in Lithuania.
Wow. The Pope is set to meet with a group that is supposedly pro-LGBTQ and pro-women in the Catholic Church.
And there's an uproar over the inclusion of an anti-trans author on the short list. Actually, I think it's only the long list so far, but it's going to become the short list for an LGBTQ literary prize.
And we're going to remember actor Terrence Stamp, who's famous for two what we could call gender nonconforming roles.
Certainly at that time, yes. Andy is going to review some London theater and tell us what of that is coming here.
Yes, so that you can see it at home.
If it sounds good.
So, again, it was grotesque watching the whole Putin-Trump spectacle and kowtowing to him and rolling out the red carpet and deferring to him. It's just, it's absolutely grotesque. It was nice to see the European leaders rush in to save Zelensky, but I don't know if they've saved the country.
Well, at least the news media have picked up on this and are not kowtowing to Putin themselves.
Well,
I mean, they're going after Trump for doing this.
Well, and then there's all the galloping fascism at home, from the Texas legislature to the deployment of the National Guard from around the country to D.C. You know, people sending troops out of Washington. That has to become the slogan.
Free D.C. is the slogan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did that woman get off the floor of the Texas legislature, or is she still sitting there?
I don't know.
I would hope she's gone by the time we see this.
And Trump wants to go to heaven, and we're not trying to stop him.
Why would he want to go to heaven? Doesn't sound like his kind of place.
You have to die to go to heaven, and before, you have to die to sin and beg for forgiveness, and I don't think he's capable of that. All right.
Oh, you know where I had to chuckle when I heard that they're now trying to arrange this Zelensky-Putin meeting,
yes,
maybe with or without Trump. And where do they want to hold it? Budapest.
Oh, my goodness.
Just making Zelensky go from the frying pan into the fire.
But we got plenty of trouble here. The company Meta, which, runs Facebook and Instagram and God knows what at this point, they have appointed the anti-DEI, anti-LGBTQ plus conspiracy theorist Robbie Starbuck as their AI bias advisor to help address ideological and political bias in artificial intelligence.
This
is a wet dream for this kid.
Well, this is the terrorist who went after company after company after company. Remember how shocked we were when we heard that John Deere Tractor Company had dropped its DEI mandates in its own company policies. He's the one who made them do it. Just one guy with a lot of online followers who threatened them, and they just folded like a, cheap suit or whatever the saying is.
Yes, that is the saying.
Folding and cheap suit, maybe. At any rate, so Meta has hired him.
Well, this is part of a settlement of a defamation suit,
yes,
which was obtained by the Wall Street Journal, that they reached with him after Meta AI incorrectly stated that he was involved in the January 6th insurrection and a believer in QAnon.
Well, he might as well have been.
Right.
It's not like he spoke out against that.
Well, this is a guy who claims displaying pride flags is grooming and indoctrination. He supported the unsubstantiated notion that trans people transition to assault women in public bathrooms.
So you can imagine what's going to happen to Meta and its online presence with this guy in charge.
Maybe it's time to get off it.
You think?
Well, all right.
And then we have the takeover of the Kennedy Center honors, which is grotesque is a word we could use repeatedly this week. Donald Trump, after boycotting the Kennedy Center honors when he was in office the first time, has now decided the cure for this is he's going to host the Kennedy Center honors, and he picked all the honorees.
Tom Cruise apparently turned him down.
Shocking.
Yes, because he's pretty conservative.
Yes. Well, Scientology and everything. But, yeah, Tom Cruise
but,
gets
I mean,
a few
Gloria
points.
Gaynor, I mean, you know, I Will Survive became like a gay anthem, but she was asked about this in San Francisco once. How do you feel to be an icon to the queer community? And she visibly stiffened and said, I only serve Jesus, and his is the only praise I seek.
She has stuck to that. She is a dedicated Christian believer and is not a fan of the LGBTQ community and is offended at this reference.
Now, KISS is also being the rock group.
Well, wait a second. Anna DeVarro has yelled at Gloria Gaynor to reject this because of the gays. Anna, keep up with the news. She's not with the gays.
Right.
So
and KISS, the rock group, I guess Trump and his lackeys didn't Google Gene Simmons because just in 2021, Simmons said of Trump, we all lie to some extent, but what's happened in the last 4 years was beyond anything I ever thought imaginable for people who had power.
He has totally overlooked or forgiven the sayings of so many people like this when he decides he likes them and wants to be around them. So he doesn't have some pristine standard of this. I mean, Scott Bessent said bad things about him a few years ago, and he's the Secretary of the Treasury. So
and a lot of other things.
Hegseth, yes.
And the IRS.
Hegseth said bad things about Trump before getting appointed Secretary of Defense. So it's not like
J.D. Vance said he was our Hitler.
Exactly. So it's not like Trump is going to disqualify someone for having said stuff like that.
No, he likes it more when they bow down to him.
Exactly. When they apologize and kiss the ring and show up. So
when they bow,
that's the distinction.
Okay. We've got a good federal court decision in Seattle. It affirms the ruling finding that Primera Blue Cross discriminated against transgender athletes. Now, this is in the wake of the Scrimeti decision, which said it's okay for states to ban this, but they say this is different. The Constitution only sets a floor, not a ceiling. And, you know, they're saying that the exclusion of this coverage constituted sex discrimination on its face.
Under Washington state laws.
Yes.
What the Scrimeti decision said, as well as the Dobbs decision in abortion, was not that you can't do trans care or abortion, but you don't have to do it.
Right.
So when a state like Tennessee with abortion or Washington state with trans care makes its own decision, that's okay with the court. So they're saying that Washington state has the right under its laws to mandate coverage of trans care.
Okay.
I'm sure that will be appealed. But,
okay. And then there's this story that Truth Wins Out, the organization dug out, that the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services now has a memorandum on good moral character for evaluating who should be made allowed to be a citizen. And this is going to be left in the hands of these agents who are going to...
Robbie Starbuck?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, to exercise their prejudices. And what constitute that? Oh, do you take family responsibilities? Are you guilty of severe violations of religious freedom? Well, we criticize that on the show all the time when they're wrong. It goes on and on and on. So this is just a Pandora.
Well, it's like what's happening in Oklahoma with the teachers writ large. The Oklahoma Superintendent of Education,
Ryan Walters,
exactly, has a new policy that he sort of forecast a little while ago, and now it's in place. If you want to be a teacher in the state of Oklahoma, you have to pass a loyalty test to his value system.
I think it's only for teachers coming from New York and California.
Well, that's certainly their target, but it could easily go beyond that. But it's a laundry list of things that are just heinous.
Yes.
New York and California will have to be tested, not just interviewed, on their loyalty to a list of conservative ideas, or you're not going to be a teacher in Oklahoma.
Well, I don't know if they're ever going to give Lindsey Graham a test. But, you know, Laura Loomer testified in a deposition that it's well known that Lindsey Graham is gay, the senator from South Carolina.
Everybody says so.
Well, this came up because, you know, she's suing HBO for saying things about her. And they're saying, well, what about some of the things you say? And this came up. And, yeah, I called him gay. It's well known, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Several of President Trump's staff have told me in confidence that Lindsey Graham is gay.
Evidently not in confidence. She's suing HBO and Bill Maher for defamation because he said things about her that she didn't like.
Yes.
And that's when she got cross-examined on this.
Well, Bill Maher said she was having an affair with Trump.
Right, right. And she says, well, if I say Lindsey Graham is gay, that's the truth. Bill Maher was not telling the truth when he said I was having an affair with Trump.
Now, when you and Kathy Marino Thomas were discussing same-sex marriage and the threat to it, I think you said that even the Respect for Marriage Act could be repealed. I don't think anything can be done in Congress like that if it requires 60 votes in the Senate.
Well, you're talking practicalities. I'm talking theoretically.
Okay, but
don't know what's going to happen in the midterm elections.
But now, of all people, Hillary Clinton is sounding the alarm and getting a lot of attention for it. But nobody's saying Hugh didn't support same-sex marriage until a couple of years ago.
Well, we also discussed the fact, and I was happy to be confirmed by Kathy Marino Thomas in saying that Cuomo taking credit for passing same-sex marriage equality in New York State was actually totally against it for years. You were one of the great campaigners against him for that.
Right. Well, he was very, very slow on same-sex marriage. Again, when they finally decided to pass the bill, he did help knock heads and pass it. But, I mean, he didn't even show up for the Pride Parade. He lost the primary, didn't even show up for the Pride Parades. More on Cuomo. Should I do everything about Cuomo now, as long as we're talking about him?
Well,
let's not skip over.
Okay.
Let's talk about rainbow crosswalks.
Okay.
In Florida.
All right.
The Department of Transportation there, State Department, has said, can't do this, it's dangerous. The Secretary of Transportation for the United States of America says it's dangerous.
Sean Duffy, former reality show contestant.
Right.
And so DeSantis hopped on board and said, yeah, we got to get rid of these. These rainbow crosswalks are terribly dangerous. It'll cause, you know, accidents and deaths and casualties. And
well, Sean Duffy, who is the federal Secretary of Transportation, said taxpayers expect their dollars to fund safe streets, not rainbow crosswalks. Now, of course, Sean, they also expect government to fund safe and effective vaccines, keeping the skies safe from collisions, providing disaster relief, protecting civil rights. We're not getting any of that anymore.
So nice to see that in Florida there is pushback and rebellion. The cities of Delray Beach, Key West, Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando have all refused to go along with this order. The vice mayor of Delray Beach gave an extremely eloquent speech about this. And the bottom...
Well, he said, we did this, we put this in after the Pulse massacre. You know, I mean, to try to boost, you know...
Yeah, but here's the real bottom line. What they have discovered with research is that when you have a rainbow crosswalk or some other brightly painted crosswalk, there are fewer accidents, fewer deaths, fewer injuries, and in fact, every crosswalk should be painted in some bright colors because it attracts, it stands out to people. And cars are much more likely to slow down and stop with pedestrians crossing.
Well, they want to take a look at it.
Well, they are aware that it's there, as opposed to now when it just fades into nothingness.
Well, maybe if they're good religious people, they're afraid to cross a rainbow crosswalk.
You want to put a crosswalk with brightly colored crosses across it? I'm sure there's room for that, too. And I'm not usually that...
Right. Liberal.
Yes. But the point is, they're dead wrong, these Florida officials, in saying that it is safer to get rid of the rainbow crosswalks. They're absolutely, literally dead wrong.
Right. By the way, a footnote to the whole Oklahoma thing, and like it's all being behind it, Prager University, this right-wing thing.
Ugh.
Now, wait a minute. I got an email from them because I'm on some bad lists. They found that 85% of immigrants can pass the U.S. citizenship test. How many native-born Americans can pass it? 36%. We got to start getting rid of the people who were born here and bringing in more immigrants who actually respect this country.
Well, the immigrants...
Let's test the members of the Republican legislature in Oklahoma.
Yes, or across the U.S.
Yes.
Let's
test Donald Trump live on television.
Oh, please.
Make it a reality
Remember
show.
Remember when he said, I can pass, I am an ace at this memory test, you know, television, fruit, whatever it was, four words.
You know, we're laughing, but it's very, very sad.
It's also terrible.
In Florida, a federal judge struck down major parts of the state's book ban that violates the First Amendment under the Don't Say Gay law. It required schools to remove books flagged for sexual content, and the judge, Carlos Mendoza, said it's too vague. None of these books are obscene, he said. The restrictions are unreasonable.
But in Sarasota, Florida, the county school board is trying to get rid of its member, Tom Edwards. The Republicans are demanding he resign because he is on the side, the executive director of Project Pride, SRQ, whatever that means. And
now, this is the school board, you know, that had the Ziegler's on it.
Yes.
The Moms for Liberty and her husband were involved in a threesome with a woman. And that kind of stuff.
But they want to get rid of this guy who's doing community service by trying to help LGBTQ people. They say he's favoring a small minority. This is a conflict of interest, and he should resign.
Wouldn't you have to get rid of all the religious people then because they represent a small, narrow interest?
They would tell you that the majority of Americans have some religious fealty.
They do have some differences, don't they?
They do.
All right.
But, they will just twist themselves in knots to get rid of us.
They don't hear themselves, really, what they're saying.
Oh, I think they hear themselves.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Texas A&M University's ban on a student organization drag performance violates the First Amendment and protections of free speech. This has gone on and on and on. But this suit was brought by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Free Expression. They filed a federal suit, and they won a 2-1 decision.
Right. So the court is lifting the ban on drag performances at West Texas A&M.
Right.
They said, West Texas A&M had, you know, no sexual content in the performances, no one under 18 allowed to attend. They were trying very hard to make it acceptable. One can have one's opinions about that. But they're supposedly now free to do it.
Okay. And then let's go to South Carolina, where they actually got rid of an anti-LGBTQ Republican who had backed drag and trans healthcare bans to protect childhood innocence. He resigned because he was arrested for distributing images of child sexual abuse. Nice guy.
Yeah.
His name is R.J. May.
Yeah, but Representative May, by all means, go after LGBTQ people while you're distributing child sexual abuse pictures.
He was a speaker at the Moms for Liberty Reclaiming Education for America event.
The hypocrisy.
Trump is their president, too.
I want them to rename themselves the Hypocrisy Party and the Child Sexual Abuse Party.
Right.
It's endless. We tell these stories every week. And yet these people continue to get elected. I mean, it's very nice to see everyone yelling at Elise Stefanik in her district, but are they really
good? She yells at everybody else.
Exactly. Well, that's the point. And then she'll complain about being yelled
at. Answer my question! That's what she does.
I understand.
To people.
You don't have to
that
far. All right.
But that's all she does at congressional hearings.
She is terrible.
She is abusive.
Yes, exactly.
And now she expects respect.
Well, a little good news. Activists in Ohio are gathering signatures for a couple of ballot initiatives this fall,
yeah?
I guess. Yes. One to repeal the sort of dormant ban on same-sex marriage in anticipation of Obergefell being lifted or overturned. They're just one of, I guess, 30 states that still have those.
Only 30?
I think it's 30, but someone will correct us. And we have been going state by state trying to get rid of those laws.
Nevada got rid of theirs.
Yeah, so that when
California,
when same-sex marriage is no longer protected at the federal level, and the Supreme Court, as with abortion, as with trans care, says you can do whatever you want, we will at least have those wiped off the books of the states,
right,
and we can proceed.
Okay. And we go to Long Beach, California, when the mayor there, Rex Richardson, gave the L.A. County Sheriff, Robert Luna, a key to the city this past week, Richardson flipped the bird to the gay community and journalists, because this guy has a long record of covering up for anti-gay activities in the department, and they are very upset there that he is being, and also racist stuff as well.
Hold on, I want to find that, because this is the story that really got to me this week.
All right.
Here it is. Long Beach Mayor Rex Richardson gave the key to the city to the ex-police chief, who is now the L.A. County Sheriff, Robert Luna.
Right.
Luna's on the right. Luna allowed sting arrests of gay men and beatings, shootings, and false arrests while he was the police chief in Long Beach. And the press, in covering this ceremony of him getting this plaque, totally ignored his history, didn't write about it at all. And how dare this new mayor, formerly the position of Robert Garcia, one of our favorite congressmen,
right.
The place has gone to hell since he left, evidently. It all regresses to the mean, which is discrimination, violence, etc. But this is just shameful that they gave this guy the key to the city.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right. And we did Sarasota. Let's do these cases of cisgendered lesbians who are being harassed. This is a really heartbreaking case, as they all are.
Yeah.
This is in Minnesota. Gerica Mudra, we have a picture of her, we'll show first. She's an 18-year-old high school student, went to a Buffalo Wings restaurant. Let's not say any more, because we do have a report on this by video.
Okay.
We went in there, and right away, the people were just, like, rude. Like, they gave us our menus, didn't even tell us Happy Easter when they were telling everybody else Happy Easter. And the whole time, she was just looking at us, giving us dirty looks, and talking to her workers, like, whispering and stuff about us. So I definitely will never go back there.
This case is not a surprise. It's just a sign of the times and what's happening, and that's super frustrating and a little scary.
Jerrica is pretty easygoing. She's very easy to feel comfortable around, kind to people. When she told me what happened, I felt enraged. It was cruel and humiliating.
So our client Jerrica, she was at Buffalo Wild Wings with her friend, and they were just enjoying dinner. And Jerrica had to use the bathroom, so she went to use the women's room, as she always does. And her waitress came in, banged on the stall door, accused her of being a man or a boy in the women's room, forced her out of the stall, and eventually made her unzip her hoodie to show that she has breasts. She was wearing a shirt, but that she wasn't allowed to leave the bathroom until that happened. It's really upsetting. It should never happen to anyone. Our client's only 18 years old. She's still in high school.
This wasn't the first time something like this happened, but this is like the worst time, because other people, like, they just say, like, this is a girl's restroom, and they just go on about their day. But this one, like, she kept it going. She was, like, mad, screaming. Like, she made me feel, like, very uncomfortable. Like, now, like, after that, like, I just don't like going in public bathrooms. Like, I just hold it in. And now, like, I just think, like, oh, I'm going to get harassed. I'm going to keep getting harassed like this.
She should be able to use the bathroom in peace in any public bathroom without being nervous.
Minnesota has a great law. It's the Minnesota Human Rights Act. So in Minnesota, a restaurant cannot discriminate against someone because they're gay or because they're transgender or because they don't conform to sex stereotypes or because someone perceives it, right? So Jerrica, in our case, she's not transgender, but I don't know if her waitress thought she was, but you can't discriminate against someone because you think someone's transgender either.
We've been seeing for years the rise of these so-called bathroom bills and these sorts of things. There's this anti-trans panic. One reason it's problematic is that it harmed an 18-year-old girl who was just trying to go to the bathroom.
This transphobia that's happening, it really affects everyone, and it's really bad for everyone because stereotypes come to the forefront. There's expectations then about what women should look like, what women's bodies should look like, and if you don't meet those stereotypes, you're going to be targeted. Everyone needs to use the bathroom. It's something most people can take for granted. So if you're someone who's never thought about that, spend a day just going out and thinking, how many times am I using a public gendered facility, and do I have to worry about my safety when I do?
This is a serious issue that people are dealing with, and it's not okay. Don't normalize this. If you're in the bathroom and you hear this happening to somebody else, you need to say something.
I just want people to know they're not alone, they're not the only people this happens to. It's okay to stick up for themselves and be okay with who they are.
That's from Gender Justice, genderjustice.us. Thank you for that. And the thing is, look, and again, this has been going on for a while, but it's obviously intensified now with all these laws and anti-trans sentiment. And these people who watch Fox News all day, because I don't. And, you know, you get filled with this every single day. And then you become a vigilante.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to get you for this. And I have a right to, because you are a demon, is basically their attitude. And by the way, holding bodily waste to avoid in bodily waste to avoid restrooms can result in urinary tract infections, constipation, the presence of blood in the urine, and even kidney disease, according to the AMA.
In Utah, Lambda Legal Defense and a couple of plaintiffs, one a trans woman and one a trans man, are challenging the anti-trans university bathroom law in that state.
And in Idaho, Lambda Legal's asking a federal court to block the discriminatory restroom ban in Idaho universities, which was passed by a bill.
And in Colorado, a couple and their trans daughter are leaving the United States and moving to New Zealand to get away from things like this because they don't want their daughter treated like this.
Right. It's just awful.
By the way, the Williams Institute has come out with some new statistics that there are 2.8 million trans people in the United States, people who identify as trans, and that's only the ones above 13 years old, and we know that there are a lot younger who identify as trans, but 2.8 million officially identifying as trans. So this is what is happening to a lot of people. This is not just a here and there one-off thing.
And let's talk about Emma Morquecho, 33 years old. She was she emigrated from Mexico. She became a volleyball player in Arizona and with the North American Gay Volleyball Association. And, you know, she was offered a scholarship to West Cliff University, a private nonprofit in Irvine, California, and she got it. And now, because of the Trump pronouncements and everything, they're saying, well, we're going to take the scholarship. You can't play for us, and we're taking the scholarship away. Now, she built her life around this. She moved.
Mm-hmm.
She did all these things.
And she disclosed that she was trans when she applied to the college.
Well known. It was well known, and they said, fine.
Yep.
Well, you better give her. She's suing. Or contemplating suing.
Yeah.
All right. Also in California, a Latino LGBTQ youth center near Los Angeles, the city of Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They've been repeatedly vandalized. Somebody keeps throwing bags of poop at the place.
Dog poop.
Stinking up the place.
It's a Latino youth center, and the whole place is just reeking of this dog poop because of these repeated attacks.
And you call us disgusting?
They have security cameras, but they haven't been able to catch the...
I don't get it.
They've tried repositioning the cameras, but they're wearing
the masks like the ICE people.
I don't know. Yeah, like the ICE people.
That's so scary. That's got to stop.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, some good news. We had a big celebration in New York, advocates did. The New York City Council appropriated an additional $13.7 million for trans services, and they passed two more pro-trans bills. By the way, during his campaign, Zoran Mamdani, who's the leading candidate for mayor here, he's the Democratic nominee, he pledged $65 million for trans care because states and cities are going to have to make this up. It's not going to be coming from the feds.
Well, that's going to be happening across the board for things that are usually federally funded, like Medicaid. You know, like, where are they going to get money for that?
Like public television. All right, let's put the cover of the Advocate magazine up. They did a big article on the vanishing West Village. Elders who shaped LGBTQ New York are now leading the fight to preserve its legacy. Now look who's pictured there. They're all friends of ours. Tree, 86, the bartender at the Stonewall, who was the bartender during the rebellion. Our photographer pal, Donna Aceto, who has lived in the village for 35 years.
You see her pictures here all the time.
Documented.
And when we're responsible and remember, we thank her for those pictures.
Next is Randy Wicker, who has been a gay activist and still is one since 1959. And then Miss Simone, who has been a fixture in the village for 30 years, a performer. So we're going to link to that story in our email.
Yeah.
But they're pricing out our LGBTQ elders, but not our Bill Ballman, who's still there in the village.
Fighting for every inch.
So now Governor Cuomo, he's shamelessly attacking, Zoran Mamdani, his opponent, for living in a rent-stabilized apartment. I live in a rent-stabilized apartment. You coming for me? but now he's going after him for New York City. He says, if you elect Mamdani, New York City would become the prostitution capital of the country. That's quite an advertisement. It seems to attract a lot of people to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. I was going to say, aren't we already? But you're probably right about Las Vegas.
Right. Because
Mamdani, years ago, as a member of the state assembly, I guess, said that he was in favor of decriminalizing sex work.
And now he says, look, I just would do what Bill de Blasio did when he was mayor and order the NYPD not to make arrests of sex workers.
Right.
But during this press conference that Cuomo had, he was asked point blank by NBC's Melissa Russo. He says, look, the loitering bill you signed, which says walking while trans, which is the way they arrested a lot of trans people and said that it was basically prostitution. You signed the bill to get rid of that.
Right.
He says,
I don't remember.
I don't remember that, frankly. Well, look, maybe you're getting on in years, and maybe you ought to consider not doing this.
But what he does vaguely remember, although he's not entirely telling the truth about this either, is that he called up, or Trump called him, or he called Trump, and Trump is going to help him get elected.
And that just happened last week.
Yes.
Now, the head of the Anti-Defamation League, Jonathan Greenblatt, was complaining that Mamdani, he goes to churches and he goes to mosques. He doesn't go to synagogues. Well, we got a picture of him. Here is Mamdani joining Shabbat services at Congregation Kolot Chayanu in Bark Slope, led by transgender rabbi there on the right, Abby Chaba Stein, about whom they did a play this year.
Becoming Eve. It was a book first,
now,
I think.
You know, Greenblatt had nothing to say about the current mayor, Eric Adams, who in 1993 said that Congressman Herman Badillo was a traitor to his Latino heritage for marrying a Jew. Eric Adams, 1993. This is not ancient history.
Wait, 1993 is ancient history.
Stop it. That's not
32 years ago.
Not ancient.
That's pretty ancient.
He was an adult.
Has he been asked lately?
Okay. All right. Let's talk about El Capitan.
Oh, yeah. So we showed you when it happened the picture of the trans pride flag flying from the side of the El Capitan rock face in Yosemite in a park in California, Well, it turns out now that we've learned a little more about that and about the consequences because,
S.J. Jocelyn, who was the lead organizer of the action.
35 years old, non-binary, wildlife biologist, doing it on their own time.
And apparently hanging flags from this thing is a thing.
Yes, everybody does it, and it's not against the law. But she is being fired by the National Park Service for hanging the flag because they think what? It's too pro-trans.
Exactly.
But she's adorable. And a lot of the photographs have her hanging this, holding this little stuffed bat toy that's
She was fired for failing to demonstrate acceptable conduct during her two-year probationary period.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she got through 2 years?
Well, no.
Almost.
They're saying she's in her probationary period. So that's what's happening in the United States of America with the dictator in charge.
What's going on with the Chicago Blackhawks?
Well,
this guy,
Anthony Filomeno, who has worked for sports teams and the Blackhawks in particular as a PR guy for a long time and is out, and he gave an interview to Outsports magazine. And he had asked for permission from the head of the Blackhawks, the CEO, to give this interview. And he was told, fine, go right ahead. We're good with that. Well, someone else was not so good with that. The an executive says it was against their policies for him to give the interview. They said his behavior was inappropriate, not the interview, but they have fired him, and he is suing.
And Blackhawks trying to say, we would not terminate somebody over their sexual orientation, blah, blah, blah.
Only so, if they tell anyone about
well,
it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
In Virginia, the State Board of Health voted in favor of writing a new state regulation that is meant to ban trans women from playing on women's sports teams.
All right, they don't give up.
But also in Virginia, 5 school districts are refusing to revoke their transgender inclusive policies.
Yeah, they are in Loudoun County.
Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, and Prince William.
Yeah. Yeah, good for them for fighting back. There's a resistance.
You're going to get a new governor soon. Things are going to get better.
The resistance.
They're not going to elect those Republicans. It's not going to. All right, go ahead.
Another little statistic, footnote, the Victory Fund says the LGBTQ people who we know in this country are like at least 8% by now of the identified population.
Yeah, it's 50% of young people, but it's...
Well, it's 0.25% of elected officials.
Oh, we are not well represented.
No,
we have the Victory Fund, and we're trying to elect more, but we're certainly not represented in our numbers.
And
but more of you need to come out.
Yeah, and more of us need to support them. You can go to the Victory Fund's website to find out who's running in your area, who you might want to support,
right.
All of that.
Can we talk about some violence issues?
Yes. Oh, you know what we haven't talked about that before we get to that is the Smithsonian.
Oh, right. We didn't. We skipped over that. How did we miss that? Well, I had that.
Don't get me started.
I actually had that at the top, but you said you want to.
I said I wanted to talk about it at the top.
Well, because Trump is now openly complaining that U.S. museums talk too much about how bad slavery was.
Exactly. They're concentrating on how horrible our country is, how bad slavery was, how unaccomplished the downtrodden have been.
What the hell does that mean?
That means we would say that people who are in minorities and have been discriminated against have been prevented from succeeding.
Yes.
He would say we are dissing
them. He would say, look at Gloria Gaynor.
So he thinks the Smithsonian and other museums should be concentrating on success, brightness, and the future.
we would love to do that, but we need you to lead.
Well, we need history. We need the reality
we
of what goes
lead.
On in the world. And you can't just cover it up and pretend it didn't exist
right.
and that everything is hunky-dory.
Right.
But that's what he would like to do.
And because terrible things keep happening. A black trans woman Kamara Woods, 27, found shot to death in her Indianapolis home by her mother the next day. This was back on June 25th.
Found by her mother, not shot dead by her mother.
Found by her mother the next day. The suspect is 23-year-old James Wallace, who has a prior history of violence and targeting women. Her mother said Kamara was a transgender woman, vocal and proud about who she was. And she has a message for the parents of trans children. Love your child. Accept your child for who they are because life is too short.
And then in Austin, Texas, trans woman Rosa Martinez Machuca, 24 years old, was caught in a terrible situation. Some guy went to a Target store or parking lot and started shooting people. Right. And he shot her dead and shot a couple of other people.
She was just one of those people putting the carts
Yes, putting the carts back.
And but she was misgendered in the early reports. That's why you didn't hear about this. It was a national news story about the shooting. And she's survived by her fiancé, Kim Dang, who she'd been with since her teenage years, been living as a trans woman for several years.
In Middletown, New York, another story of a man who lured a guy on Grindr. Please, you got to stop doing that. Stabbed him in the eye, the neck, the torso. The guy lost an eye. The attacker was 28 years old and lured the guy on Grindr by saying, I will give you a massage. Gets him on a massage table or lying on his stomach and takes out a knife and just starts
knifing
him. Sounds
like an episode of Dexter or something.
Yeah, well, luckily the guy survived, but very severely
wounded. And
then
we lost the first openly gay elected official in Delaware. His name was John Brady. He died at 66 after a long illness. He had been the deputy attorney general, was elected to three Sussex County offices. And while he was a clerk of the peace, he performed the first legal same-sex marriages in the state in July 2013.
He seems to have been universally beloved and was a very humble person and was described by some government official as synonymous with public service. He was someone who just wanted to help people and do a good job and
was praised by all the elected officials, including the governor.
Too young.
The governor, Governor Matt Mayer.
Just a sports footnote. Kathy and I talked last week about the woman who's the first Major League Baseball umpire, briefly at least. I'm not sure she's been hired for the full season, but that soccer and basketball have always had a lot of female refs. And a viewer wrote me and said, soccer, too. The men's soccer has had a lot of female refs for many years. So baseball is really behind.
International news?
Yes.
Lithuania! A same-sex couple has been declared a legal family by a court. Now, it's an historic victory in this Baltic nation because the constitution there bans same-sex marriage and the country's civil code bans any recognition of same-sex relationships. But the constitutional court said this is discriminatory and you got to do something about it. So they're leaving it to the legislature to fix it.
Okay, we're down under 10 minutes, so we should hustle.
Okay.
I love this story from the UK. Victoria McLeod, a first out trans judge, now retired, has asked the European Court of Human Rights to review the UK court's anti-trans decision. I love that.
Well, go ahead.
She and other trans people, no trans people were allowed to testify in this trial.
And the other side, funded by J.K. Rowling, was.
Yes. The Scottish TERFs are suing the Scottish government for not complying with the court's
You're not going fast enough.
Exactly. All right.
All right. The Pope, he's going to be meeting with We Are Church International representatives. Now, this is a group that says they're pro-gay and pro-women and all this stuff. But at least he's meeting with them, which is better than not meeting with them. I'm not expecting, you know, a doctrinal change to come out, which is sad.
Well, this is part of the October Jubilee, so That's that.
Okay. In Saskatchewan, Becky Willems and her son, Sam, there they are. We have a picture standing in front of their van.
That's the Pope still, but go ahead.
Okay. the Pope met with a bunch of homeless people.
Okay, there they are, the Willems.
Becky Williams and her son, their home was vandalized with anti-LGBTQ graffiti in Yorkton. Saskatchewan hateful messages, but the neighbors and everybody turned it into a message of pride and et cetera.
There's something called the Polari Prize for LGBTQ literature, and a TERF, John Boyne, is an author who is nominated for a prize. 10 authors and 2 judges have withdrawn from the competition. 800 people have signed a letter of anger that he's been included. He is freaking out and claiming he will withdraw if others come back, but he says he's been violently harassed through this whole process.
I can't take the heat.
He can't take the heat. Has he seen what happens to trans people?
Yes. J.K. Rowling had high praise for him.
Yeah, exactly.
In Durham, England, the county council there has been taken over by the right-wing Reform Party, which could become the next government, by the way, when there's an election. But this out gay representative who's from Reform, Darren Grimes, there he is, they're defunding the Pride event. He said Pride stopped being a celebration of gay rights a long time ago. It's now a traveling billboard for gender ideology.
Thank you, Robbie Starbuck Jr.
Taxpayers won't be bankrolling it.
At the World Aquatic Masters Championship in Singapore, a Canadian guy who's an alum of the drag race competitions, his drag name is Gia Metric, very cute, Giorgio Tiberio in real life, won a silver medal for artistic swimming. Right. 33 years old. Congratulations.
He's gender fluid.
Yes.
All right. Entertainment news? We're going to talk about Terrence Stamp.
Yes.
Yes. Terrence Stamp has died at 87. Not gay himself, but embodied some very prominent LGBTQ parts. He was Oscar nominated for his first film role as Billy Budd. I saw this as a kid, 1962. Yeah. I saw it a few years later. Very homoerotic, and he was gorgeous. And there's a lot of homosexual subtext to the thing.
Thomas Mann.
No, Herman Melville.
Thank you.
And then Thomas Mann, a lot of gay stuff too.
Yeah.
And then years later, in 1987, he starred in The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And this was a breakthrough role. He was a very taciturn and tough drag queen.
These three guys who in Australia are traveling around, and two of them are drag queens and one is trans, and that is the role that Terrence played, a little reluctantly at first, but he got into it and was terrific.
With Hugo Weaving and Guy Pearce, and they were just about to do the remake, and they got the funding for it and everything like that. And I don't know. I don't think they can replace Terrence, but I imagine they'll try.
Mm.
He was a great actor.
A feminist activist in Morocco was arrested for wearing a T-shirt that said "Allah is lesbian." Surprise! Critiquing Islam as fascist, phallocratic, and misogynistic. Yes, you're going to jail.
Should I go through my London reviews briefly? Because I didn't see that many shows.
Do you want to talk about Alan Hollinghurst first?
Oh, well, okay, Alan Hollinghurst. A great author. His new book is called Our Evenings, and it's about a gay, half Burmese, half English kid, and growing up takes him through, you know, most of our years in England. And it's just beautifully written, as all of his books are, and I highly recommend it. The news is it's out in paperback now.
Okay.
All right. In London, the first play I saw there at the National Theatre was called Nye. And, you know, I didn't know who was responsible for the National Health Service. It was this socialist guy who was a coal miner, you know, who became a member of Parliament. A socialist in 1948. And this is the story. He's played by Michael Sheen there in his pajamas the entire show. He's in his pajamas.
Oh, good. He's comfortable.
And, you know, it is such a moving story about how things that everybody says is impossible. Because don't forget, we still don't have national health care here. Mm-hmm. So that's a wonderful show and very uplifting. And then
Inter alia.
Well, did you see Prima Facie with Jodie Comer, which was about a lawyer?
No, I did not.
This is the same author.
Yeah.
This is Rosamund Pike playing a judge.
Yeah.
She's a very fierce. I don't know how she does this role, but it really gets into her relationship with her son. She's a judge, and the son gets into trouble. It is an absolutely exhilarating and tough play. I also saw Brigadoon at the open air theater.
Seen that.
Why are they doing that again? I have no idea. And I saw in Holland Park at the opera, this guy Tama Matheson did a play about Beethoven with music the whole time. It was, what an evening that was. If that gets to your neck of the woods, go see it. And, you know, there are a lot of things coming up. Ollie Alexander. He's taking over the role in The Importance of Being Earnest as it's moving to the West End. But you're going to be able to see a lot of these things in America.
Okay.
Through National Theater Live. Okay?
Well, something you can, I have not watched this, but on HBO Max there is, and the Cartoon Network, is something called the Adult Swim channel stuff. Women Wearing Shoulder Pads. In Spanish, it's about an Ecuador woman and guinea pigs, and has a lot of lesbian sex, and is a stop-motion production, and is described by critics as delightful, weird, and bizarre. And these are 15-minute episodes that you can find on HBO Max, On Demand, Cartoon Network, Women Wearing Shoulder Pads.
And by the way, in the West End transfer with Ollie Alexander of The Importance of Being Earnest, who's playing Aunt Augusta? Stephen Fry. He has wanted to play it his entire life.
I'll bet.
I'm sure he'll be good.
Yeah.
Sharon Clarke was terrific at it on the original production.
Yeah.
Not the original. I don't know who the hell that was. and that play, don't censor me here, the name of the play is Prince Faggot. That's the cast and crew there. That was so successful off-Broadway, they're moving it to a larger house at the Studio Seaview starting September 11th. That's a, you know.
Okay. And cool. Opening this week is the movie Honey Don't, the second in the Ethan Coen, Trisha Cook trilogy of lesbian pulp detective movies.
So it looks like we're not going to have time to show the Amy Sherald video.
No. Nope, right? But it's good.
But, I mean, they put her painting of
Statue of Liberty as a trans woman.
As a trans woman on the cover of The New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, she was...
She was supposed to be having... She had the exhibit at the Whitney and elsewhere, and it was supposed to go to the Smithsonian, and she heard that image might be censored, and so she withdrew her show from the Smithsonian.
Her big exhibit. And we're going to link to that in our email, her speech at the Whitney.
All right. Well, okay, I'll skip that. But nice to have you back, Andy.
Yes, and by the way, I've received a message. Chris Cooper will not be joining me in September. He's on the road. We'll find someone to replace Ann. We really can't find anybody to replace Ann, but we will
try. We might have to with my back. Yes, if you want to volunteer, let us know. But we'll be back next week, the two of us. Thanks for watching.
Bye-bye.